please come to order? Members, please indicate your presence by voting. Madam Clerk?
32 members present.
Mr. Majority Leader?
Speaker, I move that unanimous consent that Representatives Sisna, Fromm, Perkins, Jewell, Moses, and Newman be excused from the call of the House today.
Okay, we do have a quorum to conduct business, and those members without objection will be shown as excused on the dates and times indicated by the Majority Leader.
May I have just a brief ease?
At ease. Please rise for the invocation. Invocation today will be led by Representative Coghill.
And since I got notified of this shortly before getting to the floor, all I'm going to do is quote one passage of Scripture. And if you can make it your prayer, I would ask that you join with me. Out of Psalm 19, the last verse says, "Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Senator-elect McGuire, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Dahlstrom.
I would ask that beautiful scripture be recorded as our prayer for today.
All right, without objection, hearing no objection, then that wonderful prayer will be spread across the journal. Are there any guests for introduction this afternoon? Representative Cretula.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the gallery to my right are constituents of both the taller member from Juneau and myself, and I'd like them to stand, and then we can hold applause till later, but we have Lynn Davis, Marsha Buck, Barbara Belknap, and Cindy Besser, and they're all here on the subject that we are here on, so if you'll help me welcome them to the gallery.
Are there any other guests for introduction? Representative Olson.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the Taylor Gallery is a longtime friend of mine and longtime member of our Chuck Opendoor. Chuck's a retired CPA, and he's down joining us in Juneau this week for AML. His wife, Betty, is the newest appointed member of the Soldotna City Council. And please join me in welcoming Chuck to Juneau.
And our heartfelt condolences to his wife, right? Now, Representative Corey.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I have a short-term friend, but a very good friend, nevertheless. He's in the Taylor Gallery. His name is Greg Costella. Greg, would you stand, please? Greg is newly elected to the Wasilla City Council. A great guy, good values. I think he's going to do a great job. So please give a warm welcome to Greg Costella.
Other guests? Yes, we give a warm welcome to the members of the Alaska Municipal League that are down here visiting as well. No other guests. Representative Berkowitz.
Which, Mr. Speaker, move to adjourn, sine die.
There is a motion by the soon-to-be departing minority leader to adjourn, sine die. There is an objection. Is there any debate on the motion? Yes, it is. It's debatable as to the validity of the motion. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the House adjourn, sine die? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, would you please lock the roll? The does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
7 yeas and 26 nays.
And so with a vote of 7 yeas and 26 nays, the House has failed to adjourn sine die. Okay, that brings us down to messages from the Governor. Madam Clerk, do you have any messages from the Governor? Madam Clerk, are there any messages from the other body?
A message dated November 14th stating the Senate has passed and transmitted for consideration Senate concurrent resolution 401 by the Senate Rules Committee relating to legislative powers over same-sex partner employment benefits and urging the courts to delay action until the legislature has sufficient time to act in the next regular session in the legislature.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate concurrent resolution 401 be taken up as a special order at this time.
There's an objection. You want to speak your objection, Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. First of all, this resolution has just come in front of us, and we haven't had the chance to review it. Second of all, I think if you're going to precipitate a constitutional crisis, it's best to do so with full understanding of what the consequences might be. And a resolution of this nature is intended to precipitate a constitutional crisis. It is throwing down the gauntlet, alternatively, to the judicial branch and also to the executive branch. And the prudent course at this point would be to send it to a committee and review it and understand the ramifications rather than just sending off a strongly worded letter to the next legislature.
Okay, the ruling of the chair is that the special order is in order. Is there any debate on the special order citation or resolution? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker.
At ease. Back to order. Okay, the ruling of the chair is that a special order does take two-thirds of the members present to authorize a special order. Mr. Majority Leader, do you want to maintain your motion?
Withdraw my motion.
Seeing withdraw your motion, then the Senate concurrent resolution 401 will be referred to rules for calendaring. Are there any other messages from the other body?
I have no further messages from the other body.
Are there any communications?
I have no communication.
Are there any reports of standing committees?
There are no reports of standing committees today.
Okay, at this point, the House will stand at ease. Call the chair. Okay, are there any reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports today.
Are there any resolutions or citations to be introduced?
There are no citations or resolutions for introduction.
Are there any bills for introduction?
House Bill 4001 by the House Rules Committee entitled an act prohibiting the Commissioner of Administration from drafting, adopting, filing, or publishing regulations granting or extending employment-related benefits for same-sex partners of unmarried state employees and providing for an effective date.
Refer to the Finance Committee.
House Bill 4002 by the House Rules Committee entitled an act authorizing an advisory vote on employment benefits for same-sex partners of public employees and providing for an effective date.
Also to the Finance Committee.
There are no further bills for introduction.
Okay, brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. No items on today's calendar. Now to citations. Any citations, Madam Clerk?
I have nothing on today's calendar.
Any unfinished business? No unfinished business. Are there any committee announcements? Come back to order. Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, we'll have a finance meeting at 4 o'clock today.
Yeah, we do. We are under the 24-hour rule. You have to do it tomorrow.
Is this briefing?
I believe it's been. No, wait a minute. Yeah, Eddie's. Eddie. It has been notified. Representative Meyer, you say 4 o'clock this afternoon for finance?
Yes.
Okay, any other committee announcements? Sunday Samuels.
I know you're surprised to see me stand up, but the Global Climate Commission is going to meet tomorrow for the first time for an organizational meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
I thought it was global warming, but look outside, I don't think it is. Representative Roquebert?
Speaker, the Rules Committee meeting for this afternoon at 2 is canceled.
It's a wonderful announcement. Are there any other committee announcements? Any other announcements? Special orders? Representative Guerra.
Speaker, I'd like to speak on $25,000 a day to spin your wheels.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's no doubt that of 40 members in this body, we have vastly different views on many, many issues, including the issue of whether or not same-sex couples should be able to purchase health insurance for their life partners. That's a valid debate. That's something we can have in January, when the only meaningful thing we can do about that is a constitutional amendment. We can debate whether or not to do a constitutional amendment and put it on the ballot for the voters at the next election. We had the debate last year. We can have it this next year. If we do anything about that right now, it's not going to speed up the public vote. The public vote can't happen until the next election. Whether we do it now, during our vacation time, at an extra cost of $25,000 a day to the public, or after January, when it doesn't cost the public anything, that's up to us. I'm looking at this list of new bills we're going to listen to over the next few days. Every one of them will cost $25,000 a day, and every one of them will lead to nothing. The issue we're dealing with is whether or not the Alaska Constitution requires that the state provide health benefits to those employees who pay for them for a life partner. It's a constitutional issue. A statute can't change that. A resolution can't change that. A letter to ourselves can't change that. We could stand inside a room and yell at the wall, and that's not going to change that. The Constitution can change that. That would be a valid approach to have that fight. The first resolution we're going to look at, it's a resolution, it's a letter to the court. Your Honor, can you give us some more time? 26 or 40 of us could actually sign that letter, put a stamp on the envelope, and send it to the court. Actually, the Attorney General has already made that request. It's the state's attorney. We're sending out a resolution to do what the state's attorney has already done. We could do it with a letter to emphasize the point. That would be fine. $25,000 a day is a lot of money to spend on something that's non-binding. Now look at the next bill. It's something that tells the commissioner that the commissioner cannot follow a court order. Have fun, you know, talk to the lawyers within your caucus, because you'll probably trust them more than you trust the lawyers within our caucus. And the lawyers within your caucus will tell you that you can't pass a statute that prohibits somebody from adhering to a court order. Have fun. Another waste of $25,000 a day. When the Constitution requires something, when a court says the Constitution requires something, can't pass a law to say don't follow the Constitution. That's that thing that we all swore to uphold when we were here, when we first started. We can pass a constitutional amendment. It takes 2 years. That would be effective. Everything short of that is a waste of money. The third thing down here, you know, the advisory vote. Why are we standing here in November and December talking about an advisory vote that can't go on the ballot until the next election? Do we disrespect each other's time so much that we're willing to fight about things when we shouldn't be here, that aren't going to resolve things any sooner than if we fight about them when we should be here in January? This costs $25,000 a day. Doing it during the regular session in January costs nothing. So the advisory vote, nice idea. I don't mind it. I mean, we can talk about it. We can talk about whether it's a good idea. I don't mind somebody presenting it as an idea. I do mind us presenting things for us to talk about during a special session when they can be talked about in January. And I do mind us talking about things that are a waste of money because they cannot resolve this issue that's facing us. I do mind us talking about new ways to spend $25,000 a day that lead us nowhere. You know, I can tell you where my caucus stands. My caucus says, let's go home. I can tell you where I know a bunch of members of your caucus stand. They want to go home. Not because we don't want to do our work, but because there's nothing we can do at $25,000 a day this week that we can't do in January. So it's really a matter of how much we respect ourselves, how much we respect the people sitting next to us. You know, there are a lot of issues that are really important to me, Mr. Speaker. There are a lot of issues important to every member of this body that people want to bring to this floor, maybe during a special session, just as much as those who believe in this issue so much want to bring this to the floor during the special session. We all have our top five list of the things we want to talk about. And the moment we set the bar so low that we say, let's stay around for a special session for my issue, that's the moment you open the door so that everybody else who has their list of top five things that are most important to them when they get in power, when they're sitting in your seat, when they're sitting in the majority leader seat, will say, hey, you know, this is important to me. Let's bring you down for my issue. That's why we have a 120-day session, which is going to be a 90-day session soon. So we can talk about those things that matter all the world to us during the session. But if we set the bar so low that an issue that's important to a few of us to resolve right now is what we're going to bring 40 people in to deal with, I have a feeling we're going to have a lot more special sessions. I know the people in this room, and I know the people in this room have strong beliefs that are just as strong as the belief about this issue that's bringing us here today. If there was some way to resolve it that was rational, today or tomorrow, I'd be happy about staying here. But all we're doing is wasting time, and all we're doing is wasting money under every single one of these things that are sitting here on this piece of paper that you read across. So, Mr. Speaker, I would urge folks to figure out a way in the hallways, in this room, to respect each other's views on this issue, to try and figure out a way to do it, and try and figure out a way to do it in January, because there's nothing we can do about it now. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Other special orders? Majority Leader. Briefings.
House stand adjourn until 10 a.m. Thursday, November 16th.
Objection or an adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.